Welcome to your new podcast from Isabel Swaita Yoga. Today, I would like to share with you Watering Flowers inspired by Bernie Clark. Watering is an excellent metaphor to illustrate how we default on following a path in our mind that doesn't service well. As we become more practiced at noticing our thoughts and emotional state, like in meditation time, we will discover that we spend a lot of time watering weeds. Now, if you are a gardener like me, you'd think, this is a silly thing to do. Don't water weeds. Water the flowers of your garden. But the path to the weed patch is well worn from years of walking there. And it's easy to get to the weed patch. So we allow our mind to just go to the weeds. What are the weeds in your mind's garden? Whenever you allow thoughts of regret, fear, anxiety, anger, frustration, envy, jealousy, sadness, or guilt to linger, you are watering weeds. Whenever you allow your thoughts to remain on this long past that you wished had turned out differently, or fantasize about a future that you know cannot be, you are watering weeds. And of course, the more you water these weeds, the taller they become. The more you walk the path to the weed patch, the easier it is to continue to go there. Yin yoga and meditation gives you the chance to stop watering your weeds and start watering your flowers. But everybody knows that it's not that easy to get out of a root. Don't we say, get stuck in a root? But it's not impossible. Listen, when you notice that your mind is thinking about weeds, take your watering can and go over to your flowers. Yes, it takes a while to build a new habit and stop an old one. As I tell you, in a previous podcast about intention, I say that it requires intention and attention. Remember why you are doing this. Use the power of your intention to give you the strength to get out of that old mental route and blaze a new path to your garden. When you have left the weed path, you can direct your mind to linger on thoughts of joy, compassion, kindness, equanimity, and love. Everyone as flowers to water. If you have some difficulties with this practice, I suggest you to start with the beautiful flower of gratitude. Bring to your mind all the things in your life that you are so grateful for. Once you start thinking about gratitude, you will discover so many flowers all around you. Think about your parents, your children if you have some, your friends, your health. You can meditate on how grateful you are for the job you have, your home, your country, your city, for the hobbies in your life that gave and give you much pleasure, the books you've read and the music you listened, for sports and for the great outdoors, for to be able to learn new things. And of course, you can think about how grateful you are for your yin yoga practice and your meditation times. If you cannot think about any flower to water right now, a flower that is always with you is your breath. Be grateful for this breath you are breathing right now. Enjoy your breath. Watch your breath. Simply by returning to the flower of this breath, you stop watering weeds. When we stop watering our weeds, they dry up and wither. When you stop visiting the weed patch, the path eventually becomes overgrown and hard to follow, while the path to your flower garden becomes easier to follow. Eventually, we no longer go to the weed patch. It's so much easier and more enjoyable to go water our lovely flowers. Namaste. Meditation in Savasana. Take a moment to find a comfortable position and then settle into your body. Draw your awareness inward and begin to focus on the feeling of life force and vibrations in the body. Breathe deeply into your lower abdomen, lightly and gently. Allow your body to soften and relax. Begin breathing deeply into your lower abdomen, rising in your inhales, and deeply relax when you exhale. Begin to focus more and more in the feeling of relaxation in your body as you breathe. Let relax more and more in each exhale. Concentrate a moment in your exhalation. Each time you exhale, feel your body sink down, let go, and fully release. Body deeply relaxed, breath flowing in and out easily and smoothly. Let your awareness rest in the waves of your breath, watching the rise and fall of your abdomen. Now observe your thoughts rising and falling with your breath in your mind. Closely observing your mind, watch the thoughts as they arrive, as if you were observing your mind for the first time. Ask yourself the question, what's my next thoughts? And notice the sense of expectancy as you watch your mind closely. What's my next thoughts going to be? And where in the mind will it arise when it comes? Notice the feeling of expectancy as you closely observe your mind for another few moments. And now begin to invoke the feeling to be under the warm sun, in its brightness, in its warmth. Feel the sense of nourishment and contentment as its light radiates into your body. Imagine now that this sun is growing in brightness and it becomes thousand and thousand times brighter than the sun. Imagine it's also expanding in size, reaching infinite. This light is divine in his nature and loving in his presence. Imagine that this light is filling every space in the room with this brilliant light. Feel the presence of this light into your body. Concentrate for a moment in the presence of the divine light within every cells of your body. Allow yourself to be in the nourishment of the divine light, being open to fully receive it. Imagine that light is taking now a form in a spiritual meaning to you on a heart level, allowing your intuition and inner wisdom to guide you. It may be the form of Jesus, Buddha, an angel, or a beautiful mountain. Whatever you see, be comfortable with. Take a moment to visualize its form, glowing brighter and brighter, just like the sense of the sun coming out of the clouds. Allow yourself to perceive the sense of this light with no past conditioning or influence. Experience it with fresh eyes, as if it is for the first time. Visualize yourself stepping into this image as though you've been embraced by it, entering into the space where there's just you and the divine form, no one else, nothing else, just you and the divine. Continue to feel this inner connectedness with the divine as we prepare this meditation to end. Gradually allow your breath to deepen and your awareness return to your body. Your crown, shoulders and back, your arms, your hips and pelvis, the legs and the feet. Wiggle feet and fingers. Move arm and legs. Turn your head right and left a few times. Bend your knees to your chest and turn on your left side. And keeping your eyes closed, come back to sitting. Rub your hands against each other
and put them gently on your eyes like two shells. And slowly rediscover the light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti Om. Namaste.